Good morning, everyone. I've been fishing for pity all weekend. I have, this is my fifth of six masses and my back is out. Okay, we're gonna try that again, and then after I say that, you all go, aw. This is my fifth of six masses when my back is out. Aw, thank you. I'm kidding. I put on social media, I'm offering it up. If you have any prayer requests, last I checked, there were 600. So this Mass is for all those people who ask for prayers and for all your intentions as well. Here we start a fresh beginning. This is the first Sunday of Advent. Don't we like new beginnings? And we're all kind of longing, I think, for a fresh start with our church, with our nation, so that we might get back to the values that formed our nation, started our nation, the kingdom values, right? We've been talking about that a lot, but a lot of people are thinking that, we might be hitting a breaking point, a time where Satan might be coming down. I don't know if you caught the podcast we had, Doug and I, with Father Ripperger. Go and look at it. It's pretty amazing. Father Ripperger, first of all, he was just on his game for that podcast. He was amazing. But he talked about an exorcism that he had where the demons started to bawl, to sob. And Father Ripperger kind of did it in his drill sergeant toy. He said, what's up with you? To the demon. And the demon says, he's about to take away my power. And we started talking about that actually before the podcast started, and I said, you've got to put that on. He did. And I'm in that school of thought that it just, there's all kinds of signs around us that this tyranny, this demonic evil tyranny is about to implode on itself. The house of cards is about to come tumbling down. We see signs in all over the place that's happening. But I do think it's happening. Some are pointing to December 8th, which, by the way, that's a holy day of obligation. It just popped into my head. But that day will offer us outside of normal work hours. So at 7 a.m., if you want to come before work, or 6:30 p.m. will be a traditional at Mass. I'll be offering it at night. So that's that schedule. So let's get back to the readings. Jesus talked about we need to be vigilant. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again, you holy people, you are tuned in. You know the truth more than anything. We're being lied to. I mean, everywhere you turn, we're being lied to. And unfortunately, a lot of our loved ones are falling to those lies. And if you look and diagnose why, and again, Father Ripperger talked about some of this, it's because they're disconnected from the divine life. The more well-connected we are to the divine life, the more we're able to understand what God wants, and we're also able to see what the devil's doing. Okay, we become clear-eyed. We receive those amazing gifts of the Holy Spirit, like wisdom and understanding, right? And you're receiving those. But I hope you're like me. I don't want to rest on my laurels. I don't want to pridefully say, hey, I'm the best I can possibly be, and everybody look at me. No, I'm not. I tell people, I know you do too, that life is a classroom. You make mistakes, you learn, you grow. And the next day you're better because you learn from the mistake that you made on the day before. But my point is this, is that we need to keep growing and keep becoming the best connected we can be to God. And so here we are, we're starting the Advent season. I'm wearing the same violet or purple that we wear during Lent, because this is a season of preparation, as Lent is, but it's also a season of penance. And therefore, it's a season of mortification. Now, the word mortification comes from morte, means to die. Die, what do you mean die? Well, we're to die to ourselves. See what I'm saying? The more we're, and this gets back to the Garden of Eden again. You will become your own gods, the devil told Eve. You don't need God. You can become your own gods. And it's a choice, okay? If I want to be my own God, then I'm over here doing that, away from God. And so we're disconnected, right? So that's a self-centeredness. Mortification is a death to that. So that we become what? More and more selfless. So, connecting the dots, you want to grow in holiness? You got to do mortification, or I like to say, strengthen your mortification muscle. One of the things I'm going to be doing as we start this Advent season with these new beginnings, and I'm going to get back to the gym. I wanted to get back a few weeks ago, but my buddy was out of town for the last few weeks. Anyway, but God predestined this even better, because it's the day after first Sunday of Advent, where Sundays you should rest. So the day after we're starting this, and I'm not going to say what else I'm going to do, but I'm going to do a lot of mortification. And why? Here's another reason why. Wednesday, the Supreme Court is taking up a case that could bring the end of Roe v. Wade. I hope you agree with me when I say this, that all the evil in the world, the biggest portal of God that could ever be created, to demons pouring into our country, happened in 1973. When we said, sure, let's go ahead and kill these innocent babies who were once in the most protected place in the universe and now has become the most violent place in the universe, a mama's tummy, her womb. And you don't think that we need to repent for this? First of all, we need to get rid of this genocide, worse than any genocide in the history of civilization. The last time I checked the numbers, it was 1.7 billion children killed since 1973 worldwide. 1.7 billion. You don't think that disconnects us from God and His protection and His blessing, and instead invites demons in? And we wonder why evil is invading at such a historic pace as it is right now? I'll tell you, this is my theory. It's that it knows it's coming to an end. That weeping demon that Father Ripperger encountered. He's about to take away my power. He's about to take away my sacrament. They literally used to take babies and they would present them to the god of Baal and sacrifice them, and be with the belief they would gain much power and wealth and prestige if they did this. And lo and behold, in 2018, they brought the Arch of Baal and put it right on our nation's capital. Interestingly enough, we happen to be scheduled to come there the week after, and we happen to be bringing holy water and blessed salt, and an exorcist happened to call me up days before we're going to get there and say, are you going to be at the Washington Mall? I happen to be at a parish next door. And he came and exorcised the place. Then I go and receive an award with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn a day later, and we meet each other for the first time, and I'm able to get into his ear and say, by the way, we took care of that Archibald thing. He's like, what? His eyes are like this. Do you get what I'm saying? This is a make or break time. And I believe, you know, once we get past this day of rest, I believe we got to go all in starting tomorrow. Again, SCOTUS meets on Wednesday. I think they're good. I don't know how those things work, but I think they're going to come to a decision in June. But it could mean the end of Roe v. Wade. The giant portal. Will you pray with me as we've never prayed before? I know we've had a lot of calls to prayer. We will continue to do so. You know, these are calls to battle for one thing or another. Will you pray with me? And interestingly enough, this Sunday begins phase two of Go Make Disciples. We've got an amazing plan put together. Please, please, mortification, die to self. Find every reason you can to come and join us, to unite, to put all of our candles on a candle stand, to be a bright light, to unite ourselves as family, to grow in faith together. We're so excited about this. This planning team put this together, and it basically builds off of what we did on the Thursdays during the summer. But every first Friday, we're going to come here for amazing adoration, choir, the candelabras that were donated to us. I'll be in the confessional. Power, hour of power. It's going to be first Fridays, not every Friday or anything. First Fridays, please find a way. You know, and that's one of the things that they're actually doing with this phase two, is trying to find those who are most engaged. Okay, you know, finding a way and getting yourself here is a way of expressing you're engaged. It's, again, we're so excited about this. We'll start with this hour here, and then we go up to the gym for a meal. It's actually going to be catered by the Eberly family from Sauk City. Eberly Bakery, I think it's called, but they're a strong Catholic family. A lot of Catholics like to go there. They're joyfully going to cater it. And this week, the theme is finding Christ in a new way. We're actually going to witness through video. I contacted Father Calloway, and I said, your conversion story is amazing. Do you have that anywhere? And he shot me the video. It's just about 6 or 7 minutes long, but boy, is it powerful. And that's going to kind of set the stage, you know, about the discussions that we'll have, the faith sharing that we'll have at each table. So it's going to be a powerful, powerful night together. We'll do this every first Friday from December to April. All right, please, please, please. The devil is the divider. We got to get united, you know. He's trying to find all ways to make us go and fly solo and never the twain shall meet. We got to get together. We got to find a way. And so please plan to join us. The other thing that I want to let you know is that, again, beginning the day after Sunday, the first Monday of Advent, we're starting a new trend. And I don't know how long it'll go. It'll for sure go through Advent, but I hope in perpetuity. After every weekday Mass, we're going to have an hour of exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, adoration, and then concluded by benediction to get your day started. We moved the Mass to 7 to make it easier for people with school and everything to get here. So it would actually be 7:30 to 8:30. If you'd like to come, I'll be in the confessional each time, checking to see. I'll stay there until finished. So, but if you do come in later and see me in the pew, you go, can I have confession? I'll go, $5? No, I'm just kidding. I'll go in the confessional for you. All right? I don't want to tell you what I'm doing, because I think grace comes off. But start thinking about what you want to do. I mean, we got to close this portal. You know, we got to take back our country. And in many ways, we got to take back our church. I think God has designed that this particular Advent, 2021, this new beginning, is meant for us to repent, to do mortification, and to pray with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength to call to God that we can have our nation back once again. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.